There are some things in life that you should just do. Things that caution and contemplation will never improve. Some things in life just require risk. Things that can't be planned. Some things are already on fire, careening uncontrollably toward failure, and all you can do is dig your fingernails into the side and nosedive into that infinity. Sometimes you just have to. Welcome to What I Want to Talk About. The podcast that shouldn't have been. My name is Chad Hall, and this is all my fault. So here's the thing. I never read anything on the internet. Not really. I mean, I've read a few headlines. I've even made it through a few paragraphs. But for the most part, I never latch on. I never finish any of it. I just skim my way down looking for little pockets of interest. I prefer books and ebooks and podcasts and movies. It's where I go first. That's where I focus. I mean, if I had to match it to an explanation, I guess it's just that I like stuff without an expiration date. I like stuff that sticks and changes. Stuff that isn't easily replaced. Stuff I can pick up a year later and still care about. And before we tumble any further down this hill, let's get one thing clear from the beginning. None of this is because I think that I'm cool. Because at 39, I'm pretty sure that I'm not. I'm pretty sure that I'm too outside to ever be inside. So, in a roundabout, scenic route kind of way, that brings me to one of the biggest failures of my creative career. Blogging. Blogging is something that I've started and stopped 11, 12, maybe 15 times on more websites, platforms, and iterations than I can possibly pull up from cold storage. But with all that impulse, it never stuck. Sooner or later, it just fell apart. I mean, I almost went a year at one point, diligently writing one blog every Saturday, and then one day a light breeze came through the window and blew the whole thing away like dust off of the dresser. So I gave up. I'm just not a blogger. I've accepted that. But I've never understood it. I've never understood how somebody who loves writing can fail so miserably at posting their own writing online. And then it hit me. Monday at 1:15 p.m., it hit me. You wouldn't make airplanes if you hated flying, would you? You wouldn't work in recycling if the smell of wet plastic made you sick. So, why would I ever write online if I don't like to read online? Why wouldn't I do something else? Like a podcast. I mean, I like podcasts. I can exercise while listening to podcasts. I can pause them, download them, save them for later. I can nibble at them. Podcasts fit into my life. And they fit into my life in a way that online articles never have. Hell, I like podcasts so much that I even started one with a friend. It's called Random Badassery, and if you haven't listened to it, you should. I'm proud of it. It's a damn good show. I'm proud of everything that we talk about on that podcast. Things about creativity and what it means and lessons that can be learned from great artists. It's something that lives inside of me. It's something that matters. But as Hamlet said, there's the rub. There are other things I want to say. Other things I want to talk about. I don't know what they are because they bubble up inside me every day and they're different every time. That's okay. We don't live our lives as one person. In reality, we're all clusters of characters fighting their way to the surface. We go in different directions. We contradict ourselves. We change. And that's what I want this podcast to be. A flaming ball of fire with no specific subject. A place where I can talk about whatever comes up, whoever emerges. I don't know what the schedule is going to be. To be honest, I don't want a schedule. I want to post when I have something to say, when I feel like I have something to give or to share or to rant about. But I'll probably post weekly because I have other things to do as well. I have a novel to write, another podcast to record, TV shows to binge, comic books to read. But I suggest that either way, you guys subscribe. So that whatever happens, the episode comes to you instead of you having to hunt for them. And I know that what I'm saying breaks every rule of podcasting, every rule of content creation. That's just it. I don't want to create content. We have enough of that. What I want to do is communicate, share, to give, to talk, to challenge. I want a podcast. I want to grasp at something tangible. This podcast is nothing but desire, nothing but craving. I'll leave the concepts and unifying themes for the experts, because I'm sure there are hundreds, maybe thousands of online articles about how everything that I'm doing here is wrong, about how this whole venture is doomed to explode. I know that. And yet, I've never been more excited. So, until next time, remember, failure isn't an option. It's a requirement.